Oh, holy shit. I just seen a post of the average female height in Europe.
Yeah.
We have to move to the Netherlands if we want tall women, I'm afraid.
What's the average height?
The average height in the Netherlands is 170.4 centimeters.
What's that in real numbers?
Just under 2 meters.
What's that in real numbers?
In what? Fucking centimeters?
In fucking feet, dipshit.
Is 5 foot 5.
I mean, that's like not that much taller than me.
No, this is
Like,
average.
I'm a short woman and like the average, I'm like only slightly below that average.
Well, the Montenegro 170 and Denmark 169.5.
It was the Netherlands the tallest?
Yes.
That was, oh my god, the tall. Come on, where's the like country where the average is like 7 foot?
I'm afraid, Frosty, that's fiction.
Where's all the giantess women?
You have to go to this lovely country. It's got a three-colored flag. It's got blue, pink, and white on the flag. Everyone from there is really pretty.
Oh, cool. Or all the other alternative is I need to like next time I'm in Liverpool, just like not look where I'm going when I'm going across a crossing, and just hope I get hit by that isekai truck.
Oh, let's be real. The isekai truck will run you over, but when it stops at the lights, someone will steal all its tires and it will just
It'll
fall
go
down
nowhere.
comically.
Hi, everybody. This is Stargate Oversight, and hi, I'm back.
Mommy's back.
Hi,
I
Buck. I'm
am.
Blaze.
Shut the fuck up.
Guess who's not back? Guess who's not here, though? Guess which fucking traitor has abandoned us today?
Out one comes, another comes in.
Yeah, so Blaze has joined the rotating cast list,
Hi,
which
Blaze.
apparently I'm here enough now. I'm an unofficial official member of Stargate Earthsight. Hello, you're not getting rid of me.
Yeah, you're
I
like the
mean,
substitute teacher.
yeah, which considering that next week I think is going to be the only one for like a month for like in like a month's worth of content where everyone's here, and that's the bonus episode. Because then the next week I'm on dome leave for 2 weeks, listeners.
Hell yeah.
I'm getting dome the likes of which you could never imagine. Actually, you
Been
could.
abducted to another country.
Yeah, actually, you could probably imagine it. I was threatened and told that the instant I get off the plane, I'm being put in a muzzle and taken to a bar to be shown off.
Yeah, because you're such a good little prize, aren't you?
So yeah, I have been absent for a little while from the podcast due to personal circumstances, including a new job and also like moving across the country.
And dome the likes of which the listener cannot imagine.
No, yeah, that's coming soon.
Must see the likes
But
of which the
we'll
listener cannot
Damn
comprehend.
it. Yeah, I'm also it's not really dome leave because there's no leave involved, but just dome, I guess,
Yeah,
coming soon.
dome living. Dome living. You're doing like, you're getting Tory non-dome status.
Shut the fuck up. That was terrible.
It was terrible, yes.
It's okay, viewers. If you're not comprehending what they're saying, it's fine. Neither am I.
Does someone want to explain to Blaze what dome is? Or are we just gonna do like Ryan where we gaslit them about what fucking the
Okay,
satanic zone is?
dome is kind of like one of those it's one of those words that has many meanings.
Yes.
Like, if we say, you might
Oh,
have
it's
heard
one of
us
those.
previously say doming a guy off, and
Yep.
it could mean anything from shooting the guy in the head to giving him head to fucking him, right?
Yeah, he's
It's
getting domed.
context based. It's context based.
So
Getting domed off
it's
by
an
a twink.
ambiguous word.
Yes, in this context, it means that Hope is gonna get fucked really hard.
Getting domed off by a twink. That's what they want these days.
Exactly.
See, the brain rot has infected her. She hasn't even heard that show at all.
All right. We should probably introduce ourselves, especially because I've not been here for a while.
Who are you again?
I am Arctisha Frost, also known as Sierra. And my pronouns
Are
are
you
she and her.
actually doing that?
Yeah, fuck, of course I am, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not? Why the hell not? Hi, Sierra.
Hi,
Hey.
Sierra. I'm Tango.
Hi, Causa. Good to have you.
What?
The Sierra Cosworth. Causa.
I have no idea who that is.
It's a car! The Ford Sierra Cosworth. The last cool car Ford made until they remade the GT.
Look, I don't know anything about fucking cars. What do I look like?
A nerd? Yes, you are a nerd.
I'm not that kind of trans woman, I'm sorry.
It's the cool Ford that everyone stole all the time.
Okay. Yeah, it still means nothing to me, but sure. Blaze, hi.
Yes, hi, I'm Blaze. My pronouns are she and it, and unlike all the squabbling these two are doing about different countries and the average height of women, I myself am 6 foot two, so I don't know why they're trying to go for the
Yeah, actually, yeah, I don't need here. To complain. Yeah. My girlfriend perfect. Is 6 foot two.
Fucking perfect.
Banger. Absolute banger. 10 out of 10 can confirm.
Yeah, I've met Blaze, and if you all know that I kind of hate the meme because, like, Pepe is, like, an alt-right piece of shit. However, the meme where it's, like, Pepe, like, fallen over on the floor and, like, looking up at, like, the big booby lady.
Yeah, that was
that
you.
That was my experience meeting Blaze, yeah.
When you'd literally fall on your ass, yes.
When we first met, she had to look straight up to see me. Just to meet eye to eye.
Listen, a woman looking up at you like
you
that
are
is
significantly taller than me
is hot. Okay. Actually, since Ryan's not here, it's girls' night, which means we can be gay as fuck and Ryan can't complain.
I mean, he can complain if he ever listens to the episode. Which
Ryan never listens to the episode.
Because the only time he's going to complain is if he listens, and I don't think he's going to. So we're fine. Let's go,
lesbians!
I was going to say collars off, but Hope, keep yours on.
Hey, screw you! It's not even on.
Oh, you're going to have to change that, aren't you, honey?
Oh no, do I have to start discourse about whether or not bisexual people are allowed to be called lesbians again?
Sorry, what was that, Frosty?
Yeah, thanks for just walking off in the middle of recording.
Oh, no, I wasn't walking off, I was just...
Not you, that. Fucking Hope just did.
I heard the jingling of the collar.
It's just, hey bitch, we're recording here.
Wait, what did I miss while I went and grabbed my collar?
I was attempting to make a joke, and then you fucked off immediately as soon as I started.
How dare, alright, go. Was the moment gone?
The moment's gone.
The moment's gone. You weren't here for it, hon.
Disgraceful. I'll just hear it on playback.
Well, it's good. You'll have to because
I refuse to repeat.
No, it's because I'm such like an airheaded bitch that I've already forgotten what the bit was.
Same.
Lazy. Are you wearing your collar?
No.
Well, be a good girl and put it on for me.
There's going to be so much cut content of this episode.
See, viewers, unlike Hope, who had her collar somewhere at the other side of the room, I had mine right next to me. All I had to do was reach over and grab it.
See, I just left mine where I took it off, which is next
Oh, I remember what I was saying now. I was saying we're going to accidentally start the discourse again about how whether or not bisexuals can use the term lesbian.
I don't care, is my response.
But hey, listeners, if you have an opinion, about this, listeners, please call in.
Yeah, answers on a postcard. Send them to www.idontgiveafuck. Are you a single lady? Want a girlfriend? Hello?
.com.
Send them to Blaze's address, which will be appearing on the screen right now in the video when that comes out.
Well, seeing that Ryan isn't here, we'll send it to Ryan's address.
Yeah, send it to Ryan Normal Man at 1 Normal Street, Mannington, UK, MA2...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Hope. You've got so much fella to cut out this episode.
Listen, hey, maybe we'll actually have a Patreon cut for the first time in a while. Never.
I know that the viewers aren't going to see this, but I have noticed that the title of this room is completely spelt incorrectly.
No, it's
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I have spelt it wrong. Yes,
don't worry about it. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Welcome to the Mandalorian season 0, episode -1.
Don't you mean the Mandalorian?
Shut up.
The Mandalorian. I really did love that bold part of the reboot of Star Wars, that they decided to, for no apparent reason, change the spelling of Mandalorian to Mandalorian to make, like, weird nerds on the internet angry about it.
To the Mandalorian.
I mean, yeah, it's why...
Okay, that would have been really funny if they did that, though.
I mean, they did, though. They changed the famous music of Jizz back to jazz.
Oh my god, why? Fucking
nerds
cowards. That annoys me because the word jizz is funny. Because
yeah,
I'm a child.
Yeah, jizz is too, horny for Disney, though, so banned. Banned, nuked from orbit, attacked by Mickey Mouse's orbital laser.
So, good news, we might be getting that tourism money again.
Oh?
We're back in the beautiful scenic wilderness of Vancouver.
So, do you want to know what popped into my head the instant we started the episode?
Yeah.
The woods, to the woods with you.
To the woods with me, go.
Fucking the control delete shit post that everyone jokes about.
Oh, wait. You mean, the CAD shit post I know about is just loss, to be honest.
But... No, it's the other one. Why Blender Explode, to the woods with you.
Wait, was that edited, that one, or was that...
I don't know if that's edited or not, but it's been shit, it's been memed on. That's a Dorothy.
Anyway, in the woods where we've been sent because our blender exploded.
Yeah, so we're having a nice little trek through the woods as usual. Daniel and Jack are kissing and holding hands.
They are.
It's a very wonderful, tender moment they have together. But they've sent to look for their drone. It was one of those ones with the funny swords on it.
I don't know why they're contracting out to Hex Corp for sending people for scouting. It's very inefficient.
They were trying to do what they did to that Iranian general to Sokar. only the most topical of jokes from like 2 years ago here, right?
This is actually nothing to do with Sokar at all. They're just scouting a random planet and someone takes out their fucking model airplane.
Oh, I fucking love their dumb little drone in this.
Listen, again, modern Stargate, they've just upgraded to a Bayraktar, which has got like 50 Russian BMP kills already in, and they're just sending it out.
Oh, to be fair, like, the modern drone looks like this and works even worse.
That is true, yeah. I mean, the modern drone is just packed with as many explosives and thrown towards the enemy as quick. So,
well, it's called a surgical strike, and what that means is that it hits a random place, doesn't kill your target, and kills a bunch of random civilians.
I thought it was called a surgical strike because the drone just drops a bunch of scalpels.
I mean, like, the one that does rotating blades is kind of close to that.
Oh, it's called a surgical strike because everyone involved needs explorative major surgery.
Exactly.
Simple.
Yeah, listen, if like any political figure ever tells you that their drone programs are you very concentrated, you know, they'll say surgical strikes, that's not fucking true in the slightest. Those things do so much collateral damage and they miss their intended target, like, so often.
Yeah, unlike our brave and glorious troops in the Helldivers, who will pay you with a 500-pound bomb to fuck off. Genuinely, we were so fucked up with the previous episode, we were just doing stupid Helldivers jokes because that's all we had, because it's another Earth, it's Super Earth!
I mean, I haven't played Helldivers, but I, from, like, the people who play it at work and the little, like, posts I've seen about it, I do, like, appreciate the people, like, doing the kayfabe of,
yeah.
Like, if I, like, try and, like, seriously go, hey, I saw these cool things about the lore. I haven't played it, but what do you think? And then they all call me anti-democratic and a bug.
Yeah, basically. see, they're all too busy calling you bugs when we're busy falling for the machine propaganda. Those are some nice cyborg curves.
Are you looking at porn again?
No.
Look, if you're going to be looking at that stuff in the background, please at least share it with me.
On it.
Good girl.
Are you watching porn by yourself?
No.
Be careful, because MasterCard may not consent.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, that would just be like a... Yeah, it's just like, it's Hope. We got a picture of Hope. It's like a picture of, like, OnlyFans being like, I consent, MasterCard. I don't!
I literally posted that meme in the Discord this morning.
Oh, did you?
That's
okay. Oh, okay. Oh,
crush me between those thighs, mommy. What? Oh, my.
Oh, no, that's Blaze's DMs. There, Frosty. That was literally posted in Starfall this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, did you want the porn as well?
No, I'm good, thank you, right now. I'm trying to do a podcast.
I mean, to be fair, that's mostly because I bookmarked that on Twitter like a day ago, so.
So, yeah, they find...
Welcome to Hope's Pornography Podcast now.
We can do that podcast, but that podcast is not this one.
I mean, we did that last night, didn't we, Blaze? Oh, no, you weren't there for that bit. Fuck.
No, I wasn't there for that bit.
So, back to Stargate, which is the thing we're here to talk about.
Sure.
They found their little gay little drone, and it's been fucking shot with gold weapons.
I mean, to be fair, your average drone is made from plastic dreams and some cum.
Damn, who's cum?
Usually latex or rubber, but...
It depends on the drone. I mean, not probably the guy at fucking Bayraktar or BAE Systems who made the
She's
drone.
A girl now.
What? Wait, what? Who's
She's a girl. Yeah, yeah, the guy at BAE Systems. She's a girl now.
Good point, yes. She hung around with Finster inside HRT.
Yeah, we're proud of her, except the part where she was working for Warmongers. That part we're not proud of.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some. Like,
Indeed, yeah.
Like, here's the thing. You can be gay and do crimes, but unfortunately you do have to work at BAE Systems because it pays
I hate so much. I hate so much that so many, like, 10 out of 10, like, smoke show baddie trans people are working in the intelligence services.
It pays, and it caters to their autism, so, you know. Like, listen, I'm technically doing a bad thing, but my autism go burr and I'm having a nice time.
Well, speaking of being lured into a trap, they find themselves in the gay baby jail force field.
Oh, so they saw the picture of Astolfo and just went in?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who's the Among Us, right?
Who's the Among Us?
They're like, yo, is that a femboy with a huge cock?
Damn, that Monster Energy can really do be getting me horny.
And then as soon as they're inside there, they're like, oh no, it was a trap. I wonder who could have captured us.
Who could have put me in gay baby jail?
Oh no, it's
is that Pedro? Is that Pedro Pascal over there?
Fuck off. It is a discount Mandalorian, yes, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I love how, I mean, like, Mandalorian, like, Boba Fett and, like, the Mandalorian lore... like, exists, but it is very funny that we're accusing this of, like, being a knockoff of a thing that did not exist when this came out.
Oh, 100%. It's sweetie?
It's Wish.com Mandalorian, played by a middle-aged cosplayer that had one too many cheeseburgers.
A middle-aged cosplayer who looks like fucking Homelander.
Yeah, he looks like old Homelander, like, Homelander in, like, 10, 15 years' time.
Man, taking over the US didn't go well. Eating people also didn't go well, and now I'm out of fucking frozen.
Being a Nazi.
Yeah, that also didn't go well. You know, man, all my schemes just failed. But at least I got to eat Jeff Bezos's liver.
Yeah, he's like, so he introduces himself to the crew, and he's like, "Hey, I know you've all heard of me. I'm John Mandalorian from The Mandalorian."
And they go, who? That's not due to come out for another 10 years.
They're all like, 10 years?
Who? What?
20 years.
10?
Yeah, like 10. Fucking 20 years, Home.
Yeah, thank you for aging us.
We were like tiny children when this came out, Hope.
Yeah.
Me especially tiny.
Hey, I'm 30,030. I'm an old fucking kitsune, alright?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not respecting your lore. So that came out way more bitchy than I was intending.
It's fine. I'm halfway through some watermelon soju. It's
Yeah, they're all like, I have no idea who the fuck you are. And he's, like, so genuinely hurt by this.
He is, and
he, like, has to, like, flex on them by, like, well, I know who all of you are.
I mean, he has his priorities right, because he names Carter first.
Yeah, because he is a captain. Yeah, because he's a simp, yep.
Actually, this is going to be, like, I'm going to mention this now, but it's going to be one of the constant weird things about Aris, is that the guy is, like, weirdly read up on things and like, knows the plot.
Yeah, well, this is, yeah, this guy has just been reading the script for, like, all of the previous episodes of the show.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, like, later on he'll be like, damn, unlike you Earthlings, I don't think you're the center of the universe. Like, how do you know this? Where have you been reading? Is there, like, a Gould school on how to learn about Earth?
I mean, I'm just guessing that, like, the Gould, like, I mean, I guess he has, like, contact with, like, Barriss Gould and, like, Jafar, so, like, they tell him about these people that they're after, right? So, I mean, it's gonna be very heavily filtered through, like, what they view, but, like, I assume that is where he is getting this information from.
Oh, I know what happened, I know what they did. They mm-hmm. They laid their hands on Voyager 2 as it left, just after it left the solar system. I'm like, what's all this?
They found it.
Yeah, they found Voyager 2 and all the recordings of people shoplifting from a Tesco Metro.
Yeah, and they were all like, why did they draw so much porn all over this?
What's this? The Beatles? Never heard of it.
I mean, yeah, that is like a genuine part of like a really big thing of like, why about the Voyager 2? And they were like, how will aliens know what we look like?
Let's put some hentai in it.
Basically.
So this is the octopus. The octopus picks up the human female, wraps her in its loving tentacles.
Yeah, yeah, the aliens in real life find the Voyager 2 and we're like, and they're just like, let's not go here.
let's not go there this time.
Let's stay away.
They're weird. What they'll do to us.
They are sending us unsolicited nudes. I am going to block them.
I'm calling the Galactic Federation for space littering and space pornography.
Interstellar unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, yeah. We just see like a giant barrier appear around our solar system. And it's like, and it was just like a giant message on it reading like, due to violations of terms of service conditions, you are not allowed, you are hereby banned from the rest of the universe.
Danger, do not go. Everyone is a fucking freak.
Yeah, but I'm like, whoa, hang on a second. We never agreed to that TOS, thank you very much.
Hey, whoa. I am a fucking freak and I'm proud. Now, where are the gay plants from outer space?
Thanks to our payment processor overlords, we are a safer work universe and you have been deemed a...
Yes, our overlords who will control our aliens. And like, oh wow, there must be some super advanced aliens. No, they're called MasterCard.
You cut off there at the right time. You should have just stayed silent for a bit so we could joke that you'd been killed.
They've been cut. They're called. Oh, MasterCard.
I didn't cut off. I just sort of like hiccuped and like it just didn't pick that part up.
Aw, that's adorable. Aww.
Shut up.
What?
Do you bounce every time you hiccup? Like you go,
she does. Yeah, it's absolutely.
Shut the fuck up.
Have you not
don't
seen
do
like,
this to me?
Like her horns actually wibble when she's.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I hope I won't need my local because it's set up to record the wrong thing.
Oh.
Oh no. Are you not being recorded right now?
No, it wasn't picking up my fucking audio.
Oh.
We shouldn't need it, but I'll reboot it and I'll just have lost like they'll be just like, yeah, sorry. We haven't talked about the episode much.
That's true, but like it's gonna suck to lose 20 minutes of audio.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, no. It's gonna suck to lose 8 minutes of audio that was usable.
If that.
That was an amount of usable audio, yeah. Listen, I mean usable... the term there varies.
We're about 3 minutes into the episode. We've been speaking for 20 minutes, and I'd say we've only got about 5 minutes worth of usable footage.
Yes, all right. That's the norm. You've been here enough to know that place.
I'm just reminding the viewers.
Yeah, the viewers will hear that finger and go, why am I 5 minutes into the episode? What the fuck has happened? Maybe I should go to patreon.com/sgopodcast and subscribe.
I'm pretty sure this is all like bit. This is all right now. The last like 3 minutes is shit that will not be in the which will not make the cut.
Oh, 100%.
Are you rebooted yet?
Yeah, it's restarted. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so John Mandalorian, he's here from the hit show The Mandalorian. He is like, hey everyone, you better drop your shit right now or I'll fucking kill you. Here, look, I'm gonna blow up this rock just so you know I'm not fucking around.
Yeah, I have a weapon that can go through this force shield. You don't.
Do you know how my weapon can go through? Don't worry about it.
I mean, this is never explained, and given that Gould force field technology does not get any noticeably better.
I mean, he specifically mentions this is not Gould, this is better, because shut up, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Jack tries to, like, do the old trick that gets through the world.
Yeah, like when he got Herobor in the hand.
Yeah, when he, like, throws a knife and he's like, ha-ha, this won't work because I've read the script.
Yeah, this won't work because...
I've watched the show previously.
Heard about that time you fucking owned Herobor?
No, but seriously, like, how come this dude can do it but the Gould can't?
Shut up.
This guy can counter them. The Gould cannot. They're like, should we make a new force field technology that doesn't allow slow objects to go through?
No.
No.
It works fine. What are you on about?
We're traditionalists. We do what's right, what works
best. Yeah,
The Gould shield is like glowy and like yellow. This is red, so...
Yeah, different.
Yeah. This is edgier shielding.
Yeah, so if the Gould just made their shield red,
This uses the power of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh my god, this guy is such like an edgy OC. I made this joke to Hope in DMs when I was watching this episode earlier, and I was just like, I've been on Star Wars roleplay forums, and this guy is somebody's like bounty hunter OC.
Yeah, that's why why he's John Mandalorian.
Yeah, this is just like a perfect dude's OC.
This is my OC, John Mandalorian, Donut Steel.
I mean, I can't remember where I saw it, so authenticity of the source cannot verify, but I saw like an article that was talking about like an interview with the creators of the show, mm-hmm. talking about why this character doesn't come back. And it basically is them saying, we made a really shitty Star Wars OC, basically.
Love it.
They know.
they know what they did.
They know what they did. They saw this episode. They like watched the episode back and they were like, oh fuck, man.
No, gotta delete this one. Too edgy, too cringy.
Well, good news. Aris Bork is Sir never appearing on TV again.
What, even the actor?
They
killed him. They straight up just fucking executed him. Like,
yeah, they took the actor outside and just fucking put a cap in and said, thank you for your services. Goodbye. Bang.
Yeah, they just Shinzo Abe'd him, like,
That's who they tested the device on.
They Shinzo Abe'd him before they Shinzo Abe'd Shinzo Abe.
Yeah. Oh, they Abe Shinzo'd him.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We have to use the correct Japanese format.
It's fine.
Yeah. So they're having a nice look there. They follow him in a nice little walk through Vancouver. Beautiful, wonderful place. Take all of the holidays there.
Visit the Vancouver forests.
Mm-hmm.
The Vancouver Tourism Board approve of this message.
Exactly. I mean, like. Unironically, my boyfriend and I have been like, you know, every time like we see like all of the horrible anti-trans stuff in the news, we're like, maybe Canada doesn't look so bad.
The episode. Blaze, are you okay? How are you doing over there, honey?
I'm just sat here like, I can't join in on this conversation because I have no idea what you're talking about because I don't listen to politics.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention he also told them that he's deactivated the Stargate, so they can't escape.
Yep. There is no escape. You are my prisoners. You are at my mercy. Okay.
Enter the magic door.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. We're not going to spend money on having CG for a ship, so we're going to have the ship be invisible.
They do.
No. Right.
We do see the ship.
Yeah. They have an existing ship set that they're using. Right. They've got like a pre-made set, but they don't have to spend soundstage and actually like showing the ship in half the scenes. It's a budget.
All right. Yeah.
That's why it's not there half the time until.
Yeah. As also how like where did you get this new cloaking device technology that the Gord clearly still do not have?
The Gord do have cloaking devices. It's pretty much exclusively on small ships.
Yeah, but he just answers by saying it's an upgrade. Now get moving. He doesn't say anything else like that.
Yeah. Like, this guy went to...
Yeah, this entire episode is just this guy being, I'm cool, and whenever anyone asks him, like, can you explain this plot hole, Mr. Mandalorian? And he says, shut the fuck up, don't worry about it. Shut up, you fucking nerd, is his answer.
Yeah,
honestly, if you are a writer and you are answering, like... plot holes, I think as long as it's not like a major like hole, I think shut up you fucking nerd is always a valid answer.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I went to Gulchul's Peugeot and
I just got it somewhere. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna go there? You interested in a deal? I get
I got it somewhere that's not in the show, okay?
Yeah, there's an extra, there's a special deal, actually, if I refer a friend. So do you guys want to go there?
Also, this, like, I'm sure this is an implication that, like, will never, ever be addressed ever again. That this does, like, imply the existence of, like, an entire galaxy of, like, freebooters, mercenaries, and, like...
Yeah, it implies really cool shit that will never be followed up on.
Because there's gotta be more guys like this.
Yeah, there's meant to be, but they're not.
We will never see them.
I mean, I mentioned this, but like, so Aris Bok does actually come back off screen in a book.
And, oh, of course. It's always a fucking book.
Yeah, like when they just don't know what to do with a character, they'll never show up again. Or if you're lucky, they'll be in a book. And the book is, Daniel Jackson got possessed by the Gould Sobek to go and look through a door. Made by the people who made the head sucker that Jack, you know, when Jack got his head sucked.
Yeah. When Jack got sucked off.
Yeah. When Jack got his head sucked off. Yeah. It's the people that made the secret door, and they kidnapped Daniel so he can be fucking possessed and open the door.
That's fucking
and they just kill him.
Yeah, basically.
So why didn't they just kill him? Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
All these guys want to kill Daniel so bad. If they just got him, why didn't they just kill him?
No, because they, no, because, shut up. Because, yeah, someone so bad. Yeah, the Gould in the book is fucking Sobek. Who, much like Atlantis in Doctor Who, dies in three different ways in canon. Because Stargate Expanded canon is dumb.
So, yeah. Oh. So he's like, John Mandalore.
It gets better. Because the kidnap order on SG-1, that is from Ra's wife. That's who actually wants SG-1. Not fucking Sokar, Ra's wife. Because Ra's wife is pissed they killed her husband, so she's going to put them through the trials of Ra and then break the torture them to death.
And all of this, which sounds really important, will take place in a book, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Also to fill the plot hole about how did Jolinar learn where fucking Daniel Jackson's wife is there.
Okay, so... John Madden says... It's John Madden says... I am going to leave you all here. Do not try to escape.
Oh, God. I hate this guy so much.
So immediately as soon as they leave, they go, okay, how are we going to escape?
Yeah, this guy's prime directive is fuck with SG-1 for no reason.
His like whole thing is just to fuck around with them.
Like, here's the thing. Like, stuff happens later. And if we'd had, say, an entire episode of learning about this guy anything other than he likes to fuck with people.
We keep calling him, like, vibes-wise, he is, like, Boba Fett, the Mandalorian, whatever, but, like, this dude is the motherfucking just the Joker, like, at every opportunity, being like, ha-ha, Batman! You see, all of this was an elaborate ruse for, like, no fucking reason whatsoever.
I'm actually getting off on this, Batman. Yes, serve those riddles where I stroke my fucking pussy.
And so, this like, I basically yelled this out, and this question will arise later on in the episode when they're all like, oh, but Jack, if we stole the ship, it would take like 10 years to get home. I was just like, why don't you fly to another place with a Stargate?
Actually, that's Jack's plan. He says that later.
later on, he does actually say that. And I'm like, thank you.
But the hosts are the smartest, because I said something that, all right, fine, if his race are immune to being fucking ghouled, why not kidnap him, study them, and develop a virus to the ghouled? And then my notes go, oh wait, we did that in Atlantis.
Careful
now,
you haven't gotten there.
Well, spoilers,
you'll have forgotten it by then. Yeah, you'll have forgotten it by then.
I know, but still, you have your habit of being, like, so excited to talk about things.
No.
By the way, Frosty, here's all of these spoilers.
No. I dropped that line there because it's fucking dumb, and it just, in context, like, oh, hey, we had this idea. Let's recycle the idea later.
I mean, we'll be getting to Atlantis any minute now, and right?
Like, we're probably going to, we'll do season
like 3 years.
Yeah, season 3 and 4 is this year, so yeah.
How many seasons?
We'll be there in like 10 years, yeah.
Is it like 10?
Atlantis is
4.
Yeah, Atlantis is contemporaneous with season 8.
Okay. Wait, you just said 4. Oh, 4 until, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and fun fact, the peak of Stargate, according to IMDb, comes next season and at the end of season 7. Stargate's 2 best episodes come next season and in season 7.
I love how there's just, like, I've said this before, but, like, this is a good show, but there are, like, so many episodes where this show takes, like, such a, like, severe dip in quality.
Yeah,
it
does.
It's so clear, because it's, like, so clear that, like, this entire, everything apart from the movie, like, this entire franchise is done on a shoestring budget.
Oh, 100%.
And it's such a miracle how any of this fucking happened.
I am curious as to what the budget was.
It's like $2 Canadian.
$2 Canadian for sandwiches. Most of it went on the catering, let's be real.
Yeah, they all had to share. They all had to share half a cup of lemonade and some jelly beans.
Oh yeah, fuck you.
That's already dated when we're recording.
It is. I mean, that's just how fast the news goes.
It is.
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I'm completely blank to this.
Tell her.
Oh, we're not going into a whole tangent this episode talking about fucking Glaswegian Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Yes.
I am not allowing us to go on the Glaswegian Willy Wonka tangent.
Willy Wonka. No, I live with
Do you seriously not know about this? Sorry, Blaze. So this really dodgy company, decided to, like, run this, like, family day out in Glasgow. And they had all of this, like, really horrific AI-generated advertisement. Mm-hmm. And it was all, like, this is, like, the copyright-safe Willy Wonka, like, chocolate factory experience.
Yep.
And not only was, like, all of their advertisement stuff AI-generated,
yep,
like, the script and, like, all of the plans for how to actually run the event were all AI generated.
Yep. The decoration was shit.
The decoration was non-existent.
Yeah, they printed this out and put it on a wall. the
AI. It was basically like a empty fucking warehouse.
Yep.
With essentially a bunch of unpaid theater kids.
Yep.
Who were being like Oompa Loompas, not Willy Wonka, and also a strange, mysterious, evil entity, a chocolatier who lives in the walls called the Unknown.
Oh. Yeah, literally the man in the wall from Warframe.
And I'm pretty sure, like, it's been, like, again, unmasked that, like, the Unknown was, like, literally just, like, a 17-year-old girl, like, drama school student.
She's become TikTok famous because of
that. These were all, like, fucking teenagers who were being, like, exploited by this shitty company.
Yeah, and, like, amateur actors.
And, like, they were, like, absolutely trying their best to, like, salvage anything from this.
Yeah.
And, like, essentially their attempts at, like, trying to save this shithole of a situation turned this into, from, like, being just an, oh my god, what the fuck happened, to, like, a complete sensation that everyone can stop talking about.
Yep. So,
like,
okay.
Like, yeah, well, the two main ones were the Unknown being this weird little gremlin freak and scaring children and making them scream.
Mm-hmm.
We love them for this. And also the photographs of the world's most depressed looking Oompa Loompa.
Also the
because
fucking...
of course she is. She's in this fucking situation.
Again, also the just the AI art banner splayed out on a wall and it doesn't even cover the entire wall.
And, like, they were, like, promised, like, this, like, great, like, experience with, like, flowing chocolate and, like, loads of sweets. You know, like,
it's
all of the Willy Wonka
thing,
factory stuff. Yeah. Yeah, and, like, what they had on offer was, like I said, like, half a cup of lemonade and, like, a handful of sweets.
They had to limit it to, like, one jelly bean a child, if I remember correctly, by the end.
Yeah! And, like, family spent, like, quite a bit of money for this as well.
It was £35 a ticket, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Like, this was, like, huge scam that ruined, like...
A lot of people's day.
Yeah, like, a lot of grandparents that went to take out their, you know, grandkids to, like, a nice day out.
Yeah.
A lot of parents who, you know, couldn't normally afford to do something, like, nice for their kids go there and just be, like, subjected to this horse shit. It was an absolute fucking shambles, and I cannot fucking believe that it happened.
I think you have missed the most important thing, though, Frosty.
Yeah.
The man behind it is confirmed to have self-published 17 books on Amazon, all written by ChatGPT about conspiracy theories.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true.
The fucking conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right, if you're talking about that, it clicked in my head, stupid. The bloody Willy Wonka experience that was generated via AI. Yeah, I remember that now. I remember it now, sorry. My apologies, everyone.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the Willy Wonka mines.
No. Unfortunately,
I was missing for the child labor episode.
You did miss the child labor episode. Oh, actually, speaking of that episode, so I went over to YouTube, not YouTube, IMDb. According to IMDb, IMDb rates this episode the same as the child labor episode. No. Don't agree.
Child labor episode was like really bad.
The child labor episode was really bad, but it was entertaining
this
and had
I
a
fell
lot
asleep
to say.
Actually watching
this,
twice.
I think, is worse.
I actually fell asleep twice watching it the first time.
Oh really? I fucking loved this episode the whole time,
boring.
Just following some guy's OC and just being like, oh, this is so precious. No, I was like, oh, this is so precious. This is someone's OC.
That big team knows everything, but he's basically taking out of character knowledge and bringing it in character, and it's you're metagaming. Stop it.
I mean, this reminds
me of banning this guy from my table.
Yes. Ironically enough, Blaze, weren't you telling me about someone who was exactly like this the other day, who was like, went on to you and like, your DMs for so many hours.
Yeah, because they recognized me in the Discord group I joined, and I'm like, oh, why have I added this person as a friend? I wanted to get a voice chat, and I was like, yeah, you continue talking. You'll be done in about half an hour in DMs. And they were going for 9 hours straight, and I'm like...
They were not done in half an hour.
Oh my god.
This is why you don't be nice to people.
And this person's real name and address.
This real man, person's yeah, real name is Boris.
I can't believe you were hanging out with the author of Stone Toss.
Oh, again, topical news. Motherfucker got doxxed. I wish this man a nice time. I hope someone sends him a Mercedes Sprinter. I hope someone redacted with a halberd. My beeper isn't working right now.
I kept forgetting that, like, that was, like, a weird right-wing comic, because the only time I would ever see those drawings is, like, people's, like, shitpost edits of it.
Yeah, fucking Antifa Stone Toss. Shout out to those guys who are probably like, shit, well, our subreddit's dead because he's going to fucking hide.
Oh, it's okay. He'll just do what he did with his old one and just go back to just make another comic again.
Hi, yeah. Hello and welcome to Rock Throw Comics.
Hi, welcome to my new comic, Dilbert.
Fucking hell, the Dilbert guy is just as insane.
And the Dilbert guy, this guy has fucking nothing on the Dilbert guy.
Yeah, no.
Scott Adams is fucking, like, completely
lost
it. Oh, you're
right. Scott Adams lives in a fucking house shaped like Dilbert's head, right? Yeah.
Unironically, like, he's the worst man in the world, but I fucking love Scott Adams. He's so funny.
I mean, I think the thing with Stone Toss, the thing that's funny to me, is that the guy has fucking Latino heritage and is trying so hard to hide it. Like, living in fucking Texas.
It's okay, he's one of the good ones.
Hello, Blair White. How are you today?
Yeah, I hate to admit this, but last time I saw Blair White, it was when she was in that, like, camo bikini with the rifle. And I despise you so much. Yeah, I was about to say, I despise you so much, and the message you're spreading here is horrible. However, I unfortunately have to admit you're serving cunt in this picture, and I hate that.
Oh, fuck. Were you there, Blaze? I can't remember if you'd gone to bed, but I introduced one of my other girlfriends, Lost, to the phrase serving cunt, and she was so confused by it, and then said, I've got to go down the bar tonight and introduce everyone to the phrase serving cunt, because it's British, and the Americans have no knowledge of the context of serving cunt.
That's not a British thing.
I fucking Lost had never heard of it, though. I mean,
that's definitely from, like, American queer stuff, I'm pretty sure, serving cunt.
I mean, again, Lost. This is the puppy girl in chief. Miss, I got lost everywhere. So, it's entirely possible she hasn't heard it because someone just went walkies or like threw a treat in her direction.
God damn it. I wish to talk about this episode still. We're like an hour.
I want to talk about puppy girls though.
Lost, you poor unfortunate soul.
Yeah, you'd gone to bed by that point.
I feel like I missed too much good stuff.
We were all hanging out last night. You did, yeah. You missed so much bitching last night. It was
so yeah. They're all trying to. they're all trying to plot to escape from this fucking ship, but John Mandalorian has a case of the arm hurt, so he comes back.
Oh god, this is again.
And says, I will kill and poison all of you to death if you move at all. He says, removing his mask.
Oh no, hold on. I want to go back for a second first.
But, yeah.
I mean, one, mainly because I just missed the joke I wanted to make that we're hijacking this cargo vessel. Take it to Cuba.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have enough fuel, so we'll have to try and go to North Korea instead.
No, not again! Fool me once, shame on me! Fool me twice, shame on you!
Yeah, so...
But...
Yes. Yeah. So again, pulls the absolute several brain genius moves in a row.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I will poison you all, by the way, taking my mask off, so I will also die if I do this.
No, I'm immune, fuck you. This is my OC.
And
also, Mandalorian, who is immune to all poison.
And also, here is my strange yellow wound. Carter, come over here.
No, he gets Daniel first.
Well, he tells Daniel first. Daniel is like, I'm not a doctor. I've never done anything medical. I've only delivered two babies.
Yeah, actually, this is a point. And he tries to get Jack to do it, and Jack's like, I don't know medical shit. Like, fuck off. Everyone in SG-1 should know basic first aid.
Daniel has delivered two babies.
Yes.
I'm sorry, he's kind of more qualified in this situation, I feel.
I feel like this is Carter, you are a woman again. So hard.
Yeah, it is. I know you can like sometimes learn things from like pillow talk and like when she's been like fucking Frasier, I guess, but like you don't learn that much medicine from that.
Yeah, Doc Frasier's like talking about how like carbamazepine levels in patients and like how to detect paracetamol.
Oh my god,
like,
keep using those words, babe. We are still on my first fucking page of notes.
What's that, Kafka? Tie everyone up and kill them? Certainly.
We are still on my first page of notes.
So am I, but I made 2.3%.
At this point,
I made 5.
We are, yeah.
So, yeah. Trying to talk about this again. Let's try again.
Aris has read the script. He knows where Tilk is hiding. Wound treatment scene, and also the meds, that is a space gun full of drugs. That is not an actual
medicine. Yeah, also I love, he just opens up like this big case of drugs and he's like, use these specific two drugs here, Carter. I, the man who has just kidnapped you, am trusting you to not just give me a lethal overdose of some of the other drugs.
That's kind of his thing, though, is I'm trusting you, Wayne.
Yeah, this guy has just, like, such, like, a, like, kink. I don't know what you call it, just, like, a kink of, like, constantly putting himself in danger over and over again.
Yeah, he's getting off on the potential that someone
might
just kill
him. Oh, he is so getting off. Mr. Mandalorian is getting so off on this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I've got the lethal dose, but you don't know how to use it, do you?
Look, American, short-haired American army woman that could kill me at any time, yes, please.
Yeah, Captain Carter, please,
Major,
you need to dome me off right there with the medicine gun.
Fucking Major Carter.
Major. Oh, it's Major. It's fucking Major, thank you very much.
Again, that's this weird thing where she's like, oh, I'm a Major, and he's like, oh, good for you, I didn't know. Like, he spends half his time being a sassy bitch. He's like, wait, what? Why are you being a bratty sub suddenly? What is your deal?
So, yeah, he's like, I'm hunting some naughty gold boy called Keltar.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting gold.
This dude, don't know if you've heard of him. He's called Sokar.
The devil.
Yeah, literally, by the way, the he also really fucking wants all of you, like, so much.
Mm.
Yeah, Tialk, everyone hates you, because they're racist.
Carter, somehow we know that you got it, that you had a case of Tok'ra-itis and now everyone wants you.
How do they know that? That's a good point.
Yeah, the...
Who told them? Who told them?
My only guess is that the Ashrak has, like, instant fucking messaging is like, yo dog, I'm on to SOCOM. It's like, yo dog, I'm on Earth. Yo dog, I'm torturing Jolinar of Malkshuk.
Yeah, it's just all like left on red, and it's just him being like, you up.
Yeah. Hey, no, Sokar, buddy, you up?
He's just sending.
Sokar, I found the guy. Oh, it's this guy.
Sokar, every 2 seconds. Oh, the adventures he's on.
Hey, Sokar, look at this. I'm torturing this woman to death.
Yeah. The Apophis version of this is just like constant, is like the meme where it's like checking in. Hey, Apophis, how are you doing? Checking in, doing bad.
No, it's the scene.
I'm bad. Checking in. I'm doing bad. Checking in.
No, it's the scene from fucking, like any spy movie where it's like, he's at the airport. He just left the airport. He's at the hotel. He just left the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guy with like, yeah, SG1 being watched with like the guy with like the newspaper with the eye holes in it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That is exactly what it is. Yo, dope, they just left Earth again. Yo, they went through the Stargate. Yo, they're dressed as fucking monks now. It's tight.
So he's like, okay, here's the deal, you guys. You're all wanted, except Dr. Jackson, Daniel. You're a little bitch boy. No one wants you.
Yeah, no one cares about you, Daniel.
Jack and Daniel.
Yep.
Don't know why you picked Daniel, but sure.
Because Daniel is shit. And it's like a haha, you have to deal with a literal ball and chain, Jack. Haha.
But yeah, so I'm injured, so you're gonna help me capture this gold, and then I will let you go, I pinky promise.
That's right, I'm genuinely telling the truth.
Nudge, nudge.
I swear.
Wink, wink.
Hey, would you like a Zach
and it's like, Mr. Mandalorian, can you please stop saying wink, wink every time after you
wink, wink, wink.
Tell
wink,
us
wink,
to trust
wink,
you?
Wink, wink, no. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, but yeah, so they're all, you know, they're all heading off to, you know, to do their plan, but he's got to stop off quickly to drink his blue Gatorade.
Which
will come back.
Yeah, he's bought some gamer fuel. He's bought some gamer sops, you know. He's got guacamole gamer fart 9000. Actually, the only flavor I have that's blue, he's drinking fucking blowhole blast blaze. Come on. He's got the fucking Shy Lily sponsorship on his chest.
So his plan is really great. You go surrender to this world, and I haven't thought far ahead of this.
Oh no! They have the dumbest conversation where Jack once again tries to impose American values on him by saying, "It's not a Zat Nicotel. Just call it a Zat gun. Just call it a Zat. Drop the Nicotel. Like, why do you have time for this bullshit, Jack?" I mean, I know why with Jack, because Jack is just the master of comedy.
But he's like, I'm gonna give you the zappy zap gun. I trust you not to shoot me with it. Ha ha, you wouldn't shoot me with it. I'm your best buddy, right? You wouldn't shoot me with it. Go on, shoot me with it.
I'm just a little birthday boy. You wouldn't shoot me with that Nicotel.
Of course, they, for once, do the one thing I'm always screaming in an episode, which is just shoot the guy.
Yes.
And they do it.
Yeah. And then the music plays, there's a pause, and then he's like, haha, I'm awake, actually, fuck you. And
yeah.
Welcome to
Jackass. This will come back, this bit, actually, is like, why don't you rob the guy while he's unconscious?
I couldn't rob a blind, defenseless man on the floor, no.
Yeah, that will come back to bite them.
Yep.
So, They get back to sort of the clearing where the invisible ship is, and unfortunately will not open unless Daniel says the word. Like, question mark comedy scene?
Yeah, were they trying to remember what the word is?
Daniel,
was this supposed to be funny? Because I feel like it was, but...
I think it's more just...
Laugh track sound.wav.
Nigeria?
Chloe cut, no.
Close. Yeah, no, it's... No, that's completely wrong direction.
Thank you, everybody.
Longma. Egg?
Nice.
69, 69, 420. What? Frosty, what?
That was my slow clap for you. Your very funny bit.
No, I feel like he's calling so me out funny. At that point.
Yeah,
that was
so they go so and they do finally manage to open the invisible door.
They do, and then what should happen? But that's a countdown timer, isn't it?
Well, hold on, not yet. No, it's not yet. First, they have to, like... First, they're trying to, like, how do we get these... How do we get Sam and Teok out of this prison?
Yep. And, like, they're trying the code, and it's like, well, that's a five-digit number. Wasn't it this? Was it this?
And then they're like, how do we fly the ship? And they're like, oh, there should be a console right over there. Oh, what does it mean when this console is glowing red and saying some funny words, Teok?
That means you've activated the self-destruct device.
Yeah, that means we're gonna fucking die.
One.
For a second, they attempt to play keep talking and nobody explodes.
They do, unsuccessfully.
Yeah, because they're like, Teal'c is trying to like guide them through the bomb that he can't see.
Yep.
While Daniel is looking at the bomb that he has no instructions for.
Yep, this is normal. Yeah, it's there.
So he's like, so there should be a serial number on the bottom. It should, if the last digit is 3, then cut the second red wire.
About that, there's no barcode, just there's a QR code.
Oh, you're fucked.
the QR code says www.felicorp.com. What does this mean?
So it's like, there should be 3 crystals there. You just need to make sure, you know, you just play with the middle one. Question, there's no middle one.
Yeah, there's only 2 seashells here, not 3 crystals.
Oh, yeah, we're fucked then.
Then the device will detonate, killing us all, O'Neill. I will see you in the next life.
If only we searched John Mandalorian after knocking him out.
If only we searched John Mandalorian and realized, in fact, that he is fucking playing unconscious.
Well, here's the thing. If they had, like, tried to rob him, do you think he would have kept the bit up? Or do you think he would have just, like...
He would have, I think he would have tried to fist fight O'Neill, and based on what we've learned from when O'Neill fist fought Braytac, O'Neill might have won.
But yeah, John Mandalorian, the Joker, shows up and is like, hey everybody, I'm crazy and I'm going to blow myself up along with you.
Oh look, I'm going to shoot myself with a zat gun multiple times because
it doesn't work on me. That's I pranked you. And I'm immune to everything, literally.
I'm immune to
the gold. I'm immune to the zap weapons.
Oh,
I'm perfectly cool. I have all of the cool technology that even the gold don't have. Mm. My fucking god, I've seen this guy on RP forum before.
So many RP forums.
My name is Donut Steel.
And yep. They're all like, and Jack and everyone are like, you wouldn't blow yourself up. Oh, wouldn't I? No, you wouldn't. Okay, you're right, I wouldn't.
I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah, he waits and... Well, I say he waits until the last second, but, like, because of how they kind of filmed it, it's already after the last second that he puts it in, so they should, in fact, have just blown up and died, but
no,
don't worry about it.
The arming crystal. I think the logic is that needs to be armed.
He has it set so that it ticks down to 0, but it's not armed until the first crystal is inserted.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it won't do anything without the firing pin pulled properly, essentially. Which is a gross misunderstanding because the firing pin just stops the 2 bits from interacting.
Well, I mean, it's a magical laser thing. It's not a...
I know.
But yeah, so they're like, he's now like, okay, but for realsies, let's all work together and be friends now.
Yeah, you can trust me. My word is good on 2,000 planets.
And then Daniel is like, well, there are billions of those.
I mean, my
and
note...
he's like, don't worry about it. Don't fucking worry about it. Shut up.
I mean, my note here is, this man is from a completely different fucking franchise. This man has like...
He is.
This man
is like, what are you doing here?
This man has fallen out of Firefly or like a Space Western or... Or The Mandalorian.
This guy is like a like single episode like antagonist from Cowboy Bebop.
Yes! Yes, he's a fucking Cowboy Bebop character. Like,
yeah,
he wants
he's
the
like,
bounty
yeah.
on... He's working
yeah,
for
he
Griffith.
Wants the bounty. He wants the bounty. The episode ends with Spike killing him, but in a way that completely fucks everybody over and means they don't get the bounty.
Yes. Yeah, he's a bounty hunter with a bounty on him. Yeah, and Spike blows his brains out because Spike's annoying.
And then they were all like, oh no, I guess we're eating bell peppers again.
And then Ed's like, I hacked a planet. And the dog goes woof.
And then and then Faye says, hi, I'm a whore. And then the episode ends. Sorry.
Spike, I want to ride 2 seconds. Dick.
What? Did I miss? No.
Have you seen Cowboy Bebop, darling? Right, let's
go. Okay, that...
Right, cool. Podcast over. We're going to show my girlfriend Cowboy Bebop.
We'll be back after
all right, see you guys.
Bye. We'll be back in a day.
Yeah, we'll be back after we've watched all, like, 27 episodes of Cowboy Bebop.
Plus the movie.
I've still not actually watched the movie.
The movie's quite good. It's very
stylized. And then we're going to watch the very incredible live-action Netflix show.
I did actually watch that with Storm and Ryan. And we reached episode 6, and we all were all drunk. I was drunk. Ryan was fed up. Storm didn't want to carry on. And they all vetoed carrying on. It was so bad.
I'm going to something to you and the viewers.
So
there is very little I have actually watched, so a lot of these jokes are actually falling flat on me.
It's okay.
That's fine, sweetie. To know anything. We can fix you. I have some screwdrivers and some spare wires. We'll be sure to make sure you're working properly.
So, we get OC Do Not Steal, Cold Steel the Mandalorian, his backstory now.
No, he also gives the best fucking line. What's that? Drank! He literally says drank, like
fuck's sake.
Purple drank. I didn't get the line because I was always too busy being tired and gay.
But yeah, we get his edgy backstory now.
And it's at this point one of the shots that makes me realize this motherfucker looks like Homelander.
He does look like Homelander. Like I was saying to this to Hope before the episode we started recording. Well, no, but I specifically said that I spent this entire episode being like, who does this guy look like? He looks like a guy. And then, like, 10 minutes after I finished, I'm like, fucking Homelander!
Yeah, this man is Homelander after he's lost his kid and is just, like, all in on the human meat-only diet.
Yeah, this is, like, Homelander after, like, season 2. Except he just becomes, like, Graham Linehan instead of, like,
Ah, Homelander Linehan.
He just, like, becomes a reply guy.
They took everything from me. They took my family. They took my wife.
They took my hot Nazi girlfriend.
Wait, is she a Nazi?
Wait, what?
Oh, right, yeah, no, sorry. I thought you meant Graham.
That's the whole... I'm talking about Homelander.
Yeah, you meant Stormfront, not fucking Graham Linehan's wife. You should have.
So as I was trying to do earlier, we get the edgy boy's backstory.
Ah, my wife and I. I don't have the drop.
Where's the drop? Where's the fucking wife and son drop?
My wife and son drop is coming. Hold on. Hold on. Is it family? I don't know where it is. Is the problem? I sorted this out. It's cold.
My wife and son.
There we go.
There we go.
Cuckold. Can you take us to find my wife?
where's the fucking where's the where's there
your
it is.
The presence in the home of my wife is greatly appreciated.
My wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just my favorite Teal'c. I mean, I don't have many Teal'c drops, but that one's my favorite.
Woman, your best Teal'c drop is woman. Fucking.
Woman.
Yes, that one.
Be silent.
Yeah, the problem is I have too many drops.
Getting off all night.
He was getting off all night.
Hello, fucking young lady. I'm Colonel Mayborn. I work for the United States of America, your government, the good guy.
He was getting off all night.
Getting off all night.
Sorry. We're in
yeah,
two
my
hours
son,
into this record.
My son has been enslaved by Sokar. He like they lured him there. He's like, yo kid, do you like Minecraft? Or do I have the treat for you?
Yeah.
And it was not the treat he expected.
Listen, kids these days, yeah. to craft a new sense of humor.
So, yeah, so here's your gun. By the way, I'm going to kidnap Carter now because she's the woman, so I have to menace her.
Yep. Take this. Take these zats. Specifically, take the zat. And, yeah, go and deal with the Tok'ra who has, like...
No. The Gould.
Yeah,
the evil bad Gould man.
Yeah, deal with the evil bad Gould man who has, like, automatic remote weapons. These will also never be seen again in the show.
Yeah, these, like, automatic remote weapons that are, like, easily disabled just by, like, throwing a flare.
Easily tricked by throwing a flare and then shot with zats that use the exact same prop as the Jaffa
sounds
grenade.
Like a coin rattling around in a ping pong ball.
Also, yeah. It would have been very funny if when he picked up, like, when Jack picked up that one and, like, faced it towards him, just shot him in the face.
Yeah, he should have done that.
He's dead. He's dead now.
Yep.
And so they find our Gould guy, and he's like already fucked up as shit.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it turns out that encounter that our boy John Mandalorian got injured in, he came out better in that fight, it looks.
Yeah, he got like shot in the back of the shoulder, and this guy's like covered in various wounds, like, ugh, I'm injured, but in a sexy and weird way.
What?
I don't know, I'm riffing.
What the fuck do you mean sexy? Are you okay?
I'm covered in blood. Will a pretty goth girl not lick it off me? I don't know.
Are you okay? Do you have a head injury? Is there a carbon monoxide leak in your room at the moment?
I think I have COVID! No, I'll be honest, I was just riffing out of nowhere.
We'll be taking Hope to hospital as soon as this episode finishes. So he's like, oh, by the way, guys, you have been lied to by the least trustworthy man you've ever met.
Yeah, the fucking jokester has lied to you.
Again. And I am actually not Keltar. My name is Korra, and I'm from a well-beloved children's animated series.
Yeah, I'm a Tok'ra.
Yeah, gonna be a Fortnite crossover with me soon. Anyway, yeah, I'm with the Tok'ra.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut up. I don't trust that you're a Tok'ra. I trust John Mandalorian more than I trust you.
Why do you trust John Mandalorian? John Mandalorian is a dick.
Yeah, so meanwhile, back with John Mandalorian, he's just menacing Sam just over and over again.
Why is he doing like, this?
Hello, woman. I'm watching everything, woman.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you a woman?
Yes, you will be a very valuable hostage to Sokar, woman.
You are.
And then the whole time, Carter is being like, oh, no, but I can fix him.
Man, I know I love Bob Frazier, but I can fix this guy somehow.
Yeah, this man is an edgy OC, and I know I can fix him.
Yeah.
Listen, honey, I can't give you shit for this. We've all been there, right? We've all had that one where we're like, I can fix them.
I haven't.
You're lying.
I've never been in the situation.
you could help us. You could come back with us and we could subject you to the absolute worst medical experimentation in your life.
Yeah,
doesn't that sound great?
Yeah, do you not want to come and sit in the BAE systems dungeon?
Do you not want to be, like, dissected by, like, Colonel Mayborn?
Do you not want some hot girl from Raytheon to straddle you and, like, take your blood in a sexual way before she leaves you?
Okay, how do I contact Raytheon?
Hi, it's me, Hot Girls at Raytheon. Yep. Yeah, speaking of ghoulish cars, like, oh my god, your tech, it works on Naquita. You track what's in their blood so you can track the Gould with
all
the Naquita tech.
Only I'm allowed to know this, not you.
Shut up. Woman, be silent. Anyway, you can't help me and you can't help my child because I definitely have a child. Wink.
Yeah, this guy says my child more times than Olga Gulukovich at the end of Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, he's saying my child like Daniel Jackson says my wife.
So, yeah, he's just like, yeah, he's like, please, but we can help you. And he's like, no, shut up. I will drink my Gatorade and be sulky, edgy boy. Let me brood!
Let me drink my G Fuel and think of Shy Lily.
So
the Tok'ra also has been reading the script.
Yeah, so John Mandalorian is going to take me to SOCAR. He took Sam Carter, who I know was here because
you're
her daddy.
SG-1, I know who you are.
And he must have captured her because she would be able to tell who I am.
Yeah, and I know about Sam's dad, who is host to Selmac, who is a Tok'ra
agent.
And
they're still being like, yeah, but how do we know?
Do you not have a Tok'ra password? No.
But, like, he is saying things that literally only the Tok'ra know.
Yeah, except for the fact that fucking Aris Bosch somehow knows about half of these things.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He read the script. Yeah, but that's because he's read the script and SOCAR hasn't.
Well, SOCAR is the devil, so... He works for the MPAA, so he has read the script.
So, I am a spy, but I was compromised, so I ran away. But because John Mandalorian is so cool, he knew where I was going to go, and he was already waiting.
Yeah. I stole this cargo ship from SOCAR, actually, not John Mandalorian, who was somehow...
He betrayed us all. He will betray us all in the most cool, badass way. Oh my god, he is so cool. I have to tell you how cool this man is.
He is so cool because what he's going to do is he's going to do the smart thing and just take all the money. He's not going to let you guys go and he's not going to let me go. He's going to get a double payday. Shame they don't sell paydays anymore.
So anyway, John Mandalorian does racism now.
He's going to get his payday 3.
So he says, I don't care what you say, they all look the same, they're all the same.
There's no such thing as a good Gould, kill all Gould, 5,699 dead system lords.
Anyway.
No, this man's a libertarian.
He is a libertarian. Yeah.
And he has and John Mandalorian also has some interesting views on the age of consent. Anyway,
what happened to his kid. That's why the Gould took his kid.
Child Protection Services.
Yeah, Gould CPS took his kid away to work at the mines.
Damn, I thought we were fucked up.
listen, your child may be enslaved and working in the mines, but at least you can't nonce him anymore.
Yeah, so, she's trying to be a cut Sammy. Sam is trying to be like, but it's better to die free.
No.
To live as a slave. And he says, no.
Nah, fuck you, buddy.
No, fuck you, woman. I won't do what you tell me.
I can get out of this somehow.
But you care. No, I don't care. I'm cool and edgy.
You know, shit we could have built to and properly dealt with and, like, come to understand why he might have these issues and why his hand might be shaking. Instead, we have to waste 10 minutes, at least, of him fucking with them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we get back to our boy, who's like, by the way, so what happened with this dude, the reason he is the way he is because the CIA introduced crack to the inner cities. I mean, that's basically what the Gould did.
It is.
Yeah, they're like, all chemically dependent on crack.
Yeah, that air up bottle you saw him with Carter, that's not air up. That's crack cocaine.
Yeah, forever destroyed all of the social structure in the area. Lives are ruined with chemical dependencies on a drug artificially introduced.
Yep. Like, he will die without his crack cocaine.
So, yeah, he's got no choice to do this. Yeah, Korra's being like,
But don't you understand? He's a piece of shit. But he has to do this, so he's actually neurodivergent and a minor.
Yeah, we can't criticize him because he has a valid excuse for doing his evil. Yeah, he's valid, so, you know, he's valid and acceptable,
he's really
like trans
cool.
girls.
I think he's a really cool character, so please leave him alone. I spent a lot of time working on him.
Please bring him back in future episodes. He's so cool.
This script was written by Aris Bok. Oh, funny that. Baris, oh yes, Baris.
No, it's written by Baris
Ock. No relation whatsoever.
No relation.
So, because of his magical powers, he knows that they haven't killed him.
Yeah. Also, I want to point out, right, this episode is SG-1 stuck between two morons who have the script.
Yes.
Like, Mr. Tok'ra has the script. Aris Bok has the script, and they're both just like... Hmm.
Well, they only have, like, the script of, like, the previous episodes.
Yeah.
They don't have the script of this episode. So they're just trying to figure things out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they drop their ghoul weapons because they don't work and Aris can drag them. And they find a trap, and the trap is Carter out cold on the ground.
And so Jack sneaks up to him and is like, there's no way this could be a trap.
Yeah.
And so like so my video game brain kicks in here because I play too many video games and now I play video games as a job.
Yeah.
So I see this fucking ship suddenly appear in like combat pose and I'm like, oh shit, this is it, here comes the boss fight.
Yeah, this is where Raiden pulls 15 RPG-7s out of his butthole.
Oh, exactly. I fucking like went to YouTube and immediately like typed in Yell Dead Cell Harrier Remix. And I'm like, here we go, baby, boss fight time. No, immediately just teleported.
Yeah. Like, this next section is like we skip a little bit of the episode because the trap is Aris is in the cargo ship ? Jack and Carter are captured. Jump cut, everyone else is also captured.
Yeah, how? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then the episode's basically over because Aris gets talked into being a good person because...
Well, hold up, before... They're like, he's like, aha, I'm going to capture Sokar now. But I was honest, you see. I am a good, honest man. I keep my word, and I will let you go. Oh, Sokar just, like, suicided himself.
What?
This is all... Sokar suicided.
No?
He like fucking cyanide capsuled himself.
Oh yeah, the Tok'ra guy is like...
I meant Korra, sorry.
Yeah, the Korra's like, fuck you, I will die before I betray my friends, and Aris is like, fucking hell, that's...
Oh damn, this guy is fucking metal, actually.
Yeah, that's based as hell. I've never seen anyone else do that. Cool.
Yeah, it's so cool
respect.
To kill yourself. I also want to kill myself.
In my dungeon.
Yeah, he's like, I want to kill myself now because I can't like be cool. This old man can't be cooler than me.
How dare this man be cooler than me? Anyway, I'm going to blow my ship up and tell Sokar everyone's dead, lol.
So yeah, he's like, I will take Tiark with me and I will let the rest of you go. Then immediately like suicide bombs his ship. Just in the middle. I feel like he could have suicide bombed his ship after it reached Sokar.
Yeah. Well, no, because he has to like bail out and I don't know how good Gould autopilot
apparently it
is.
It met its target, wherever that target was, so.
Because, Sokar would have to know something is weird here. It's like, huh, dude just randomly blew
he
his
said
ship
nothing
up
and suddenly went boom. Huh.
Something's kind of fishy here, I feel.
Nah, normal
shit.
Can't
imagine that
normal
stupid,
shit that happens every day.
His character never shows up ever again. Yeah. He did assume he was dead, I guess.
Yeah. John Mandalorian said he's been won over by the will and the bravery shown by the Tok'ra.
Yeah, he is fully committed to manage democracy, and he's here to, and he agrees with the bug stamping now.
And he's like, could you all praise me for doing the bare minimum?
No.
One good thing does not equate all the shit just you've the just correct done answer. To. Let's go fuck yourself.
Anyway, well, I'll never be seen again.
Well, I shall see you all again after I return from my adventures.
Aris Bok died on the way back to his home planet.
Sir, never seen again.
Yep. The books are dubiously canon.
So, what does this episode have to say about the military?
Sir, nothing. Barely appearing in this episode.
Do not publicly do your OCs.
Yeah, nothing, basically. We unfortunately don't have really any ideology here at all because this episode was entirely focused on how
we had to shoehorn SGA-1 into basically. There somehow.
Like, listen.
Yeah, SG-1 was kind of just there to just follow. Yeah, this guy, to actually, no, you guys are all like, this is like that guy's character at the table. It's like, no. This is a DMPC.
Yeah, 100%.
This is the DM. This is like the DM being like, here is this cool player character I have made. And you're all just following along being, do we get
shut
to
up,
do anything
this is my episode.
Soon?
No.
Shut up!
Yeah, yeah, this is the player character who is clearly a ripoff of famous character from something I have watched slash played recently. This is
John Mandalorian.
Yeah, this is my OC to Double D.
Yeah, this is my OC for Babette.
Yeah. She has massive tits and a big sword and wears an exposing outfit and has a small robot that goes around with her.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it's Boba Bat. It's your Mandalorian. It's,
I don't know, fucking
Juan
Wick.
Yeah, Johan Wick.
I don't know, like
no,
John. It's
Jake.
John Wickovich,
right.
Russian version of him.
So, do we have anything else to really say about this episode other than
fuck this episode, you two, however, the rest of the cast, you have to suffer through some more shit
again. I will say this again, I had a great time watching this episode because I found the shitty OC so funny.
Okay, well, I hope you're ready.
I was having a great time.
I hope you're ready for Christianity.
This brought me back to some, like, great memories of, like, weirdness on, like, forums and not, like, the usual weird stuff of, like, adults who tried to groom me as a teenager.
Yeah, I hope you're ready for playing Plague Inc. Middle Age Simulator.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, these episodes are so bad they're good that they're fun to riff on. They're not so fun to watch. And it's not going to get better.
If you weren't around
watching Eva next week.
Yeah, if you all weren't around in like the period of RP forums, the two experiences were weird dudes, OCs, and also a bunch of really inappropriate messages from adults who are way older than you.
Yeah. My only memory of being a kid is being on the Bionicle forums and complaining about a bug and having my post deleted.
Ow.
So it's bugged and I'm stuck. I don't care. You need to post in the help forum.
Next week, if you are on the bonus feed, we're doing Eva again at last.
Yeah, season 3. So we're doing Eva 3.
We will finish
season 4.
Yeah, we'll finish the rebuild movies within the next 10 years.
Yeah, we'll finish the Eva movies in season 4. And then I'll make you all watch some Eva pornography in season 5 or something. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Yeah, take that one
to
back.
To answer a question from earlier, what's the budget of SG-1, you were asking? Each movie was about each episode was about $1.3 million until it was at season 10 when it was $2 million an episode. $1.3 million thereabouts was
that
spent
can't be
on
right.
this episode.
No! how much of that went to kickbacks to the Vancouver Tourist Board and filming in the woods?
What do you mean kickbacks to the Vancouver? The Vancouver Tourism Board would be paying them. Like, not, that's not how that works.
Sorry, the Vancouver Forestry Commission or wherever the fuck they
No, they'll have been paying SG-1, well, the film crew to go, yes, put our forests into the public. Get more people to come here so they can burn the place down. They can dome everyone.
Yeah, they can do dogging.
The only, I'll play John Mandalorian, John Madden saying, the only place I ever feel alive, the only place that brings warmth to my twisted and corrupt soul
is when I'm dogging the Vancouver
Vancouver,
forest.
British Columbia.
Visit it now, eh?
And fuck Quebec.
Fuck Quebec.
If anyone from like the Quebec like immigration office is listening right now, love your place, love your home, love your land, love your people, your culture.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I would. We may have jokingly shit talked. Quebecois, but I would rather be in Quebec than in the UK.
And whatnot is going to get more people to want to visit it. Let's be honest; it's what draws people in.
Yeah.
Look, I'll learn.
We're good.
I will learn. Yeah, we're good. I will learn French if it means that I can get some fucking healthcare.
Yeah. Can I? Anyway. Get this pussy?
Anyway, we have been Stargate Oversight. You cannot get this pussy.
You cannot.
And we will see you next week if you are a bonus
listener. You cannot
get this pussy.
It hasn't been
Evangelion again.
Just pulling down my pants to reveal a construction zone to be completed circa 25.
No, it's just at the bottom of the screen. There's just a little icon of like a pussy, and it's like grayed out, but like slowly,
no, you,
like
you know
the bar is filling up.
Like the like the scaffolding put up around it, and then they have a picturesque version of what the building is going to look like. I've just got one of theirs. I'm just wearing one of that as a loincloth.
Listen, if this podcast can one day get all of us SRS, that would
it
be
would
the dream.
Be so good. Yeah.
Everyone, we will be opening the like $40,000 tier a month to get every single person we know SRS. Please subscribe to that tier.
Yeah, it's not like fucking Gender GP has gotten so shit. I've been waiting 2 weeks for a medicine review. Oh, wait.
All right, but that about does it, so...
Fuck Gender GP.
Fuck off.
Fuck
and
AI.
Also fuck off.
Bye, everyone.
Fuck off. See you next week. Give us money on Patreon.
And also fuck off.